With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The CIA and Department of Justice declassify more documents related to the Russia collusion hoax, sending the material to the Senate Judiciary Committee.
Attorney General Pam Bondi said in a statement the DOJ provided Committee Chairman Senator Chuck Grassley with previously classified information relating to what she called a special counsel Durham's investigation into possible coordination between the Clinton campaign and the Obama administration to interfere with the 2016 presidential election. The CIA wrote on its X account that the disclosure, quote, further advances President Trump's directive for maximum transparency. Bob Agner reporting.
Well, the White House is done with Americans paying more for medication than other countries. Spokesperson Caroline Leavitt says the U.S. pays three times the price for drugs compared to other countries, and President Trump's tired of it. Big Pharma gives low prices to Europe and then makes up the difference by overcharging Americans. The president says the U.S. will pay the same price as other countries and not a dollar more. Big Pharma has a 60-day deadline. Department of Transportation releases a long secret list of its most overdue and over budget projects.
The list includes an interstate redesign in Columbus, Ohio, which is running nearly 20 years behind schedule and double the initial costs, and California's much maligned high speed rail, which costs have tripled. Those and 13 other projects account for more than $12 billion in federal taxpayer money committed to assist state and local officials who struggle to complete the improvements. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy provided the list to Congress, and Iowa Republican Senator Joni Ernst made it public Wednesday. She said she wants to expose some of the biggest black eyes for central planners in government. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Presidential fitness tests returning to schools across the country. The president said he's bringing back the test that includes push-ups, pull-ups, sit-ups, a mile run, and a sit and reach, where you sit on the ground and reach for your feet. This is SRN News. Missouri takes on Planned Parenthood.
State Attorney General Andrew Bailey is suing the nation's largest abortion business, accusing it of spreading disinformation about the abortion pill. Bailey says, quote, the facts are clear. More than 4.5% of women who take this dangerous drug end up in the emergency room. Yet Planned Parenthood compares it to Tylenol. This is a blatant violation of Missouri law. The lawsuit seeks several million dollars in damages. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Legal groups are suing the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, claiming it is unlawfully refusing to enforce federal workplace protections for those posing as the opposite sex. Led by Acting Chair Andre Lucas, the federal agency charged with enforcing laws against workplace discrimination has moved quickly to comply with President Trump's executive order to get the government out of the business of promoting transgenderism. This is SRN News. Alex Vega takes a look at this week's mortgage rates.
Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage slipped to 6.72% this week. The average rate is now back to where it was 3 weeks ago. Rates on 15-year fixed mortgages, popular with homeowners seeking to refinance, also eased. Despite the recent pullback, mortgage rates remain elevated and not far from their high of around 7% earlier this year. That's helped keep the housing market in a sales slump, even as home prices keep climbing. I'm Alex Vega.
A Florida medical examiner's report says Hulk Hogan's death last week was caused by a heart attack. The report said he also had leukemia and atrial fibrillation, and the cause of death was natural. Flags on official buildings in the state will be flown at half staff today to honor him, as Governor Ron DeSantis declared it Hulk Hogan Day in Florida. Kamala Harris has a new memoir. It's called 107 Days. It will recount her short, unsuccessful 2024 presidential campaign. More at SRNNews.com.